going to do a full-fledged tutorial on the Book Sense, but I want to talk about the Book Sense and do some demonstrating. The Book Sense is made by a company called HIMS. It is out of Korea. It is sold and supported in the U.S. And that is its sound. That is the Book Sense. The Book Sense turning on. So it is made by HIMS in Korea, which also makes the Braille Sense family of products. It is sold by GW Micro and a number of dealers. There are two versions of the Book Sense, the regular Book Sense and the Book Sense XT, which is what I have. The differences between the two, and I may forget one, so if somebody chime in, and I'm going to ask people who own one to help me with this because I haven't had as much time as I'd like to play with it. The Book Sense XT has a radio. It allows for connection with Bluetooth 2.0 compatible headphones, and it has 4 gigabytes of storage. The regular Book Sense, that's not the Book Sense XT, does not have any internal storage, so you need to use a secure digital card. And the other thing, the difference is the color.
Red and white.
Oh, thank you. It's about the size of a candy bar, standard candy bar cell phone. It's about 3 inches tall by...
Actually, Bob owns one, so he could tell you.
Well, he probably knows, yeah. So it weighs about 4 ounces, I think. It is very sleek design, because that's something, the first thing you notice when you get it is it's a very sleek design. It is powered, it comes with a charger, comes with a little pouch, which I never used. It comes with a lanyard.
Two lanyards,
yeah.
Different style.
Yeah. And then it comes with 2 cables, one to connect it to a thumb drive and the other to connect it to your PC. You can charge it either with the AC adapter, which takes about 2.5 hours, or through your computer, which takes, they say, about 5 hours. The Book Sense is different. It does a lot of the same things that the Victor Reader Stream does, and it does other things. I will say this is version 1.1 beta that I'm running. It is a work in progress. There are some things that don't work as they should that they are fixing. I am pleased to say that, as is customary often with GW Micro, they are trying to fix the bugs as quickly as they can.
If you're going to get a Book Sense, the best thing you can do is, as soon as you get it, download that beta and install it, because there are some spectacular bugs in the original.
So it's a public beta.
It's a public. It's definitely a public beta. I also want to tell you a little bit about pricing, because I know people will want to know about that. Right now, through September 30th, there is some advantage pricing. And actually, to be honest with you, the cheapest place to get it, the Book Sense XT, you can get for $399 if you go from Adaptive Information Systems, Roger Bem in Wisconsin, who I've bought from before, and he's very reliable. I think otherwise it's $449 right now. The regular Book Sense that doesn't have all the capabilities that I talked about, the additional capabilities, is, I think, $314, thank you. The Book Sense is very similar to the Stream in some ways and very different in others. I'm going to describe it first. On the top of the unit, on the left-hand side is a line-in jack or a microphone, and on the right-hand side is the headphone jack. On the bottom of the unit, on the left is the charging port that you plug into the AC adapter. And on the right is the USB port. The face of the unit on the front, there is the clock time and date button. And even if you don't have the Book Sense on, if you press that, it's a long bar.
3:15 p.m. at 19 seconds, Saturday, September 12th, 2009.
It tells you.
Audiobooks, folder, 1 of 5.
Okay, and now it's talking. But if I didn't have the unit on, I could hit that button and it would give me time and date.
I can show you that.
3:15 p.m. at 40 seconds, Saturday, September 12th, 2009.
It also has an ability to set an alarm, which I'll demonstrate in a minute. So that's the top bar. It's a long bar at the top. The next thing you come to as you move down is a set of arrow keys with a rectangular box-like button in the middle. It's a bit of a concave button with a little box drawn around it. That's the menu button. Above that is the up arrow. Below it, the down arrow. To the left arrow. And to the right arrow. And those are keys that are very important in your navigation. Your next set of things is a typical set of keys that we would see on a standard telephone. The difference is, though, they've designed it in a little bit interesting way. They're almost like scalloped keys in the sense that, for example, on the first row, the 1, 2, 3, the 1 and the 3 are lower than the 2. And in the next row, the 5 is lowered and the 4 and the 6 are higher. So that it makes it a little easier to find the buttons that you're looking for.
Odd ones are down, even ones are up.
There you go.
Right, right. And so that makes it easier. Below that, there's an LED light, and then there is a, on the right, there's a little dot that's for the internal microphone that you can use for recording. On the left-hand side of the unit, there are three buttons. The first two are volume up and volume down, and the one on the top is the mode button. It changes to the different parts of the BookSense.
Daisy, document reader, 9.7 seconds, sleep timer 45.
Oh, stop.
Media.
It's
audiobooks.
Okay. So you're hearing a lot of different things, but it cycles through the different options and it starts playing or telling you where you are in those options.
Kind of like the bookshelf key on the stream.
Yeah. Oh, and on the right side, there are two keys and a switch. The top key is the play pause key. The middle key is the record key, and it has dots on it. And the bottom is the lock and lock switch. So that's one difference between this and the stream, is it actually has a physical switch that you push downward to lock and upward to unlock. Those are all the controls on the unit. The SD card slot is below the controls that are on the left-hand side of the unit. So it is directly below the volume down button. I think it comes with a 2 gigabyte card. That's what you get with it when it's shipped.
The XT one comes with an 8
four?
Gig.
Is it an 8?
It's an 8 gig card.
That's right.
The standard one comes with, I believe, a 2 gigabyte
2 gig.
Card.
Yeah, the standard one comes with a 2. You're right. Thank you. And it says in the manual, and I don't know whether this has changed, but it says in the manual that it will support up to 16 gigabyte cards. I talked with a couple of other people who've tried 32 gig cards and have not had good success. But I don't know whether that has to do with the kind of card they're using or what. 16 gig cards.
In addition to the internal 4.
Yes, in addition to, for the XT, in addition to the internal 4. I want to show you something about the help mode because it's a little different to learn. It wasn't difficult to learn, but I think it does require some getting used to. It's much more Windows-like than the stream. So, for example, when you want to open a menu, open an item, what do you think you do? You hit the right arrow key. To close an item, you hit the left arrow key. To move between items, you use up and down arrows. So it has more of a Windows feel. That takes a bit of getting used to. I'm going to turn on help. And to do that, you can do that through the menus, or you can do it by holding down the menu button for 2 seconds.
Open help mode.
So now I'm in the help mode. So if I press something, it's not going to interact with the applications. It's just going to tell me what it does. So
switch moving mode. Moving modes are rotated as follows. Track, 5 tracks. First or last track, time.
Okay, now this is specific to the application that I'm in. So depending upon the application that you're in, determines what the help says. Now I push the down arrow. Okay, and so that says it changes the moving mode.
Go to next item by set mode.
Go, and I push the right arrow. Go to next item by set mode.
Go to previous item by set mode.
I push the left arrow. Now I'm going to push the 1 button.
Insert mark into current location. Mark can be inserted up to 1,000. In the file list, you can go to previous 5th object from current list.
Okay, so that's what the help sounds like. And sometimes it's helpful and sometimes it's not. One of the things I'm consistently reminded about is this was made in Korea. And so sometimes things make sense and sometimes you have to think about them a bit. But it does work.
Go back to normal speed.
Okay,
if you press more than 2 seconds, you can switch between male and female voice.
Okay, that's
in the file list.
That's
you can go to next tape object from current list.
That's the 5 key. That's one way to learn about the help. There is a manual that comes with it. You get a CD with manual in doc and HTML and text format, and I forget, there are several different formats. When you get it, you get a CD shipped, and the manual is available online. One of the things I don't like about the manual is the way that I put the manual on the BookSense, thinking that would be a good way to use it. Well, the problem is they have page numbers and a table of contents, and that's wonderful, but there's no page navigation. So you can't go from one page to another. I'm going to go. I'm closed help mode. I'm going to go and show you some of the different options in the menu settings.
Menu opened. Equalizer setting. Dialogue.
There is an equalizer setting, but it's not what you might think of normally. It only toggles between, I think it's pop, rock, classic, and normal. Frankly, I haven't played with it very much because everybody I've talked to has said it's not worth it, that there's not much of a difference. And really, the recommendation has been that people, if they're going to develop an equalizer application, really develop one that has treble and bass and other more useful features.
The other problem with the equalizer is, for instance, if you're reading an NLS book, it doesn't work.
Right.
It's only good in your music folder or in your audio books folder, which is kind of useful, but they're just presets. And I did play with it, and it was interesting in the music application, but for most everything else, I either found that it was too much of something or not enough. And that's generally my criticism of equalizers that have presets anyways. They just don't do what you want them to do.
Playback settings. Dialogue.
I press the down arrow, because again, you move from one unit to another by pressing the down arrow or up arrow.
Media playback setting dialog. Read file name. Yes. Combo box.
Here are all the windows that combo boxes, dialog boxes. I mean, so this is a really much more Windows-like device. So do you want to read the file name and yes is on? You can switch it to no.
Times to repeat the specified track. 3. Combo box.
Times to repeat the, like if you...
That's if you have repeat mode on, I think.
On, yes. Yeah, that's if you have repeat mode on.
Which is some of the things that are confusing.
Why would you want to have repeat mode on in a book, for example? I don't understand that. But anyway.
Shuffle play. Off. Combo box.
Same thing with it. Shuffle play. This was useful if you're doing something like making a playlist or you're in the music folder. I don't think you'd want to shuffle if you had numerous MP3 tracks of a book.
Repeat, off, combo box.
Repeat, off or on.
Read file name, yes,
combo
box.
And I'm back to the beginning. Now, the OK and cancel buttons are interesting, and for those of you who are Braille Plus or Icon owners, it's going to drive you out of your mind because they're the opposite from where they are in the Braille Plus. So the OK key is with the pound key on the phone, or the right-hand one, and the cancel is the left, the star key.
Cancel, audio, filter,
so that's. So now I'm going to go back into the menu.
Menu open. Playback. Select playlist. Code depth. Save playlist.
There is select and save playlists. I have not done much with playlists yet.
Advanced menu. Code depth.
Then there's an advanced menu. If I go into this.
Upgrade.
If you want to upgrade, it's very easy to do. You download the file onto your secure digital card, and you just press, OK on the upgrade, and it upgrades automatically.
Upgrade.
It's very easy.
Upgrade.
But I'm going to cancel that because that's all the reason in that.
Menu closed. Help mode.
Then there's help mode. So if you wanted to turn help mode on, you could do that in this menu.
Global options.
Now, I want to go into this global options dialog.
Alarm settings. Pull down.
There's alarm settings, which we'll get to in a minute.
Date and time settings.
Date and time settings.
Voice settings. Dialog.
Voice settings.
Recording settings.
Recording settings.
Check system status. Dialog.
Check system status.
Bluetooth options. Pull down.
And Bluetooth options.
Set sleep timer. Dialog.
And set sleep timer.
Power saving time. Dialog.
Power saving.
Format storage device. Pull down. Set current storage device. Dialog. Alarm settings. Pull down.
Okay, so you hear a lot of different things. This does have an alarm function, and it will allow you to...
set alarm. Dialog.
I'll set an alarm.
Set alarm. Dialog. Enter 2 digits for the hour. 3. Edit box.
It's defaulting to current time, so I'm going to, it says enter 2 digits, so you just use the keypad.
0, 4.
And now I'm going to go down arrow to the next.
Enter 2 digits for the minute, 28, edit box.
And I'm going to do.
0, 0.
4 o'clock.
Select AM or PM, PM, combo box.
And it's already defaults to PM, if I wanted to change that, I could to AM.
Alarm bell, melody one, combo box.
You have 3 choices for your alarm.
Melody 2, combo box. Melody 3, combo box. Melody 1, melody 2.
I think I'd throw something if I heard the third one.
Term, once, combo box.
Now, term is interesting. Once is the default, but you can do it.
Monday through Friday, combo. Monday through Saturday, weekend, combo box.
Weekend.
Every day, combo box.
Or every day.
Once, combo box. Duration, 5 minutes.
And how long do you want the alarm to stay on? That's the next one.
4 minutes, combo box.
You can go from
1 minute.
1 minute.
Combo box. 2, 3, 4, 8 minutes.
I think no, it's ten, to 10. It's to 10, yes, yeah, to 10 minutes.
Enter 2 digits for the hour.
Now you're back at the beginning. So, okay, so I've now set an alarm for 4 o'clock p.m. today. Either you can press the menu button or you can press the OK key.
Alarm set. Audiobooks. Filter. 1 of 5.
And then I'm brought back in. You set the date and time in a similar way. You can do it either with 12 or 24-hour mode. It comes with two different voices, and you might have noticed it earlier because Steve had his set to the female voice, and right now I have mine set to the male voice. You can do that, but you can go into the voice menus, and that will allow you to change pitch and rate. But if you want to just quickly change which voice you're using, if you hold the 5 key for 2 seconds...
Female voice.
Now I've got the female voice, and I'm...
Music. Folder. 2 of 5.
As I navigate,
podcasts,
now you
folder,
hear...
3 of 5.
I've got Kate instead of Paul.
Document reader.
I'm going to go to the document reader.
9.8 power saving time, 45. Pause.
I'm pausing it. And I tried to mark up the book sense.
Line.
You can't easily go to the beginning of a document.
Can't you do page?
Only if the page, if the document is paginated properly.
The way they page a document is by counting the number of form feeds in the document.
Yep.
And it's interesting that they give you a manual, but there are no form feeds in there, so that you can't use the page thing that they have.
Setting 16.
That's the problem.
I find it interesting that they did not put a DAISY formatted manual anywhere in there.
That's one of the difficulties, is that you really, and I'm having trouble right now because I'm literally trying to get to the beginning of the file, and I'm having difficulty. I'm going to go to marks. I've marked up several places in this. One of the things you can do is set bookmarks. And I'm going to go to mark 1.
Enter the mark number. Edit box.
I push the 1 key.
1. Hardware specifications. CPU. S3C2443S. RAM. 128 megabytes. MP3 recording internal. External. Line in. FM. USB OTG mini AV. SD card slot. Internal memory. 4 gigabyte XT only. FM radio. Cancel reading file.
Okay, so that shows you, I put a bookmark there because I thought I might not remember all the specifications that that just read to you. So that's what I did. Now I can go to another bookmark. I can navigate to another bookmark if I want to by hitting the 5 key.
Opening file. Go to mark number.
Now if I want to go to another mark. Now the one thing is there's no names for your marks, so you have to remember which one. You can set up to 1,000, but I don't think you'd want to do very many. So I'm going to go to another marker.
3.
Can you read a sentence with the marker?
It just starts reading from the marker.
Supported in the media player? The BookSense supports the following file types in the media player. MP3, MP4, AUG, WAV, WMV, FLAC, WMA, and ASF file formats. Audible audio, including format 4 and enhanced audio ICE. 4.2, pause.
Okay. So I've marked some places in the manual, and that can be very helpful. Another thing you can do is, if you want to, you can create a mark, or you can create a voice tag. And if you create a voice tag, it won't automatically speak what you have, but you can move to it and listen to it. So it interacts with the recorder to do that. I'm going to go to one more mark.
Go to mark number, edit box, 4. DAISY player. The BookSense supports the following file types in the DAISY player. DAISY 2.0/2.02/3.0, DAISY XML Digital Talking Book, ANSI and ISO Z39.86/2002/2005, NLS Contents, 3GP, AMRWB Plus, RFBND Contents.
It doesn't do it yet.
Bookshare.org DAISY Contents, NIMAS 1.1.
The Bluetooth option, I don't think it's terribly practical in a lot of ways, because although I even bought the recommended headphones, I find there's a lot of breakup and a lot of delay, even if I have the device in my pocket as I'm wearing the Bluetooth headset. Pretty easy to pair, but I think there's a lot of work to be done.
I did test it out, though, just one day out of curiosity, and I found I was able to get about 20 feet away before it completely lost
contact. I did not have that today. Even if I'm literally holding the thing, I get breakup, unless it's very close to the set. People's mileage may vary with the Bluetooth.
Are you using an external speaker?
Yes, I am using an external speaker, Bill, and I'm going to take that off right now so you can hear. The stream speaker is not as loud as this one. I'm going to now use...
The BookSense supports the following file types in the book reader.
That's...
TXT, RTF, DOC.
That's the BookSense speaker.
XML, VRL, and VRF.
Can you hear that at all?
Yeah.
Well, I can hear it. Is that at full volume?
It's not up totally. Hold on.
Which contain the book's folder. Please refer to section 2.
Yeah, it probably would.
Yeah, but it gets pretty loud.
Use the navigation button to move to the file that you want to read and press the play or OK.
That's the loudest setting.
If you want to open a different file, then you need to press the cancel button. This will stop the current.
You do get some distortion, but it does work.
This initially is had a big run at the convention. Do you think it's going to keep up? And do you think what people who don't either own this already or a stream are going to do?
First of all, if you have large fingers or if you have a difficulty with sensitivity, this might be tougher to use than the stream because the stream buttons, they're a little further apart.
And they're more distinct.
I think it depends upon what you want to do. This does have a recorder in it. And it does, you can record WAV files as well as MP3. I think the alarm stuff is good. The time setting is good. But you're looking, it's kind of apples and oranges in one way because, for example, sometimes the navigation works as expected. You're supposed to be able to move by sections, and sometimes that works well and sometimes it doesn't. One of the problems that they've had is that in NLS playback, for example, sometimes it doesn't retain your place in the book. They've had, now this does support audible files, and I have some audible files on here. I have not had any problem with lockups, but there are certain audible books that do lock the unit up. I think it depends in part on how quickly they can fix some of these bugs. And I think it depends upon what you're looking for. This does have a radio. You have to have a set of headphones connected to get any reasonable stations with the radio. But for people who want that feature, this would be better. I think in terms of playback, there are more playback speeds on the stream than there are on the BookSense for audio playback. In the media player, there are
music, audiobooks, folder.
There's an audiobooks, that's where you store things like audible books.
Music, folder.
Music is obvious.
Podcasts,
you can download podcasts to this.
Radio, folder.
The radio and the record folder. Those are used, one for the recordings that you make with the recorder, and the other for recordings. You can make recordings off of the radio if you want to.
And it does make a very nice recording.
It does,
if
yeah.
you can get the station strong enough to, you know, not be disturbed.
That's always the issue, is whether you can get that station. And they do have some scanning sensitivity settings, so you can try to increase it. But
all that changes is whether the device will stop on the stations as they go by.
It doesn't change
the sensitivity of the radio.
Of the radio, yeah, that's the problem.
So if
radio,
the station,
folder,
if the station
podcast,
is coming in weak,
folder,
no matter what you set that scanning sensitivity right. to it, it's still going to be weak.
But I'm going to go to the audiobooks folder.
Audiobooks folder, 1 of 5.
I'm going to enter that.
Alex Koss's Trial Unabridged.
Okay. This is audible.
So this is what... This is audible, and this is an audible book. And now, if I want to change the speed...
Archet Audio presents...
I just
Alex
hit...
Koss's Trial. Written
I'm,
by James
I'm going up. This is as
Red
fast as it will go.
Featuring Sean T. Andrew. For Susan, of course. A Preface to Trial by Alex Koss.
Audible.
A few months after I hunted a vicious killer named Tiger halfway around the world,
now
I
I'm
began
slowing
to think
it down.
About a book I had been wanting to write for years.
The beep indicates that I've gotten to normal speed. And now I can slow it down. Which I don't think you'd want to do. If you want to get it back to normal speed, you just hit the 5. As I said, navigation you do with the up and down arrows, so you can move by different units.
5 tracks.
Now,
first or last track.
Some of this doesn't make any sense.
But that, yeah, in an audio book, it wouldn't in music.
Right, but that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
But the fact that they have this, one of my criticisms is that Braille Plus suffers from the same thing. They have some of the same options in each menu
right.
structure,
right.
even if they're not relevant.
Right, if you're in the books folder, the track shouldn't even show up,
right.
is what you're saying.
Yeah. Right. Now, you can, though, go by time, and if you want to move by time unit, once you've selected that...
Time index mode, 10 seconds.
You can move by 10 seconds.
Oh, yeah, for that.
That doesn't work in
Equalizer
the NLS setting. Thing.
Dialogue.
No.
That only works in the audio books or
audible.
The music.
It works in audible files, audiobooks
yeah.
files, or music.
Which is another inconsistency.
Yeah.
They implemented the feature, but they didn't put it
yeah.
everywhere.
There is a time for NLS, but it's about 1 minute.
1 minute, 3 minutes, 5 minutes,
yeah.
10, 20,
yeah.
30, and
but
50.
So you can't set the time, is it? But you can set it here, but you can't set it as incrementally as you can. It's inconsistent. That's part
yeah.
of it. That's why the learning curve on this is a little
Equalizer
different.
Equalizer setting dialogue.
That's why it's a little bit more difficult to learn, because it's not consistent. If I want to move...
First or left five tracks. One track. Section.
Section. If I want to move by section, I can do that, and that is determined by how the book has been marked up.
Chapter 3. Chapter 5.
So I'm moving
chapter
by
seven.
Sections.
Chapter 9.
So see, but that depends upon the book.
Separate directions.
That depends upon the book.
Boys.
And it can be variable. I want to switch also to
Daisy.
The Daisy player.
The blue zone, 3 of 3.
Now, I've got a couple of different items in here.
New York Times.
I never read the newspaper on the stream either when I owned that. I always read it with the Braille Plus because it's such a breeze. But you can, of course, download into the Bookshare in the Daisy folder, the Daisy mode, download to the Bookshare file your newspapers, and then you can open them. I'm going to...
Loading.
I'm just loading the Boston Globe.
Boston Globe. Hamper pleads guilty and data pause.
Okay, so that's where I happen to be. So you can move...
Level 3.
By...
Level 2.
Level 2.
Level 1.
Level 1.
Home or end.
Home or end. See, in this one, you can move to home or end, unlike in the document reader.
Heading.
And heading.
Paragraph.
Paragraph.
Phrase.
Phrase.
Level 3.
Oh, and back to level 3. Now, the bottom row of keys I call the activation and information keys, rather. And the 0, if I hit this, this will tell me what navigation is available.
Title Boston Globe, heading 58.
So it tells me what the headings are. I'm at heading 58. I'm going to move
level
to level 2, because if I move to level 2 and then I press the right arrow.
World. Two German merchant ships conquered famed art, living arts. Long live the king. Pause.
Okay. Level 2 moves me between sections of the globe. Now, once I'm at the section of the globe I want to read, I then have to change my movement unit because I don't really want to move to the next section. I want to look at the articles in that section. So to do that...
Level 1.
I'm going to go...
Level 2. Level
I'm going to go to level 3. And now if I right arrow instead of the next section...
Photography review. This year's model show captures photographers unsettling but influential works by Mark Feeney. Globe stuff September 12, 2009. South Hadley. What made listen... Pause.
I'm pausing. I can just keep going. And if I go to the right again...
Voices among and fashionable... by Joanna Weiss. Globe stuff September 12, 2000. G-Force Charles Lifredar Radio Days by Joan Anderman. Globe stuff September 12, 2009. Pause.
Okay. So that's how you move section to section. And again, it just depends upon how the DAISY file has been marked up as to how well it works and what navigation you have available. Sometimes when you're first learning this, it can get easy to get lost and you wonder where in God's name you are. I'm in the globe now. If I want to back out of the globe, I have
no,
to cancel.
You think you hit the cancel button? To the left of the 0?
I did.
You may already be... Where
Boston
are you?
Boston Globe.
There
one of 3.
I got it. You can select files. You can select files and you can delete them. You cannot copy
Boston
or move them,
three.
But you can select them and delete them if you want to do that.
Does that feature work in the DAISY thing or does it only work in the...
Maybe it only works in the media. I guess it only works
I think it
in
only
the
works
media
in the media
yeah.
thing.
Document
right?
reader.
If I want to get rid of this
pause.
Book, I would hit the... You can move by percentage as well. So if you know that you've read 50% of the book, you can do that. I'm 1 of 16. So I've got... So you think it's the 18?
I think so.
6% playing.
No.
But see,
enter the percentage.
But see, that's...
See, that's the... I'm glad this happened because this is part of the problem.
It's different
you,
in different places.
It's different in different places.
7.
In the NLS thing, that will work.
Yeah, in the NLS thing, it works.
So is GW Micro aware of all...
They are aware. They are collecting information about it. I mean, I do really like this, but it takes some practice to get it to really work the way you want it to. I will tell you one thing I don't like. When the battery goes, you don't get any warning. It just goes. You can check your battery status.
Yeah, it says...
Battery level 8.
I have that, it goes 1 to 10, and I have battery level 8. If I have it on, mine does not give me a warning.
I'm about to buy a Braille BookSense
yep.
or Victor Reader Stream. And you said earlier it's comparing apples to oranges.
Yep.
But I don't want a device like the Pac Mint used to. Battery dies like that in the middle of the recording.
Well, no, but Steve says it doesn't, that he gets warnings.
I get warning, but as far as I'm concerned, if you don't care about some of the more powerful features and you want a device that's going to be easier for you to learn, I'd get the Stream.
If you want the radio and the recorder's pretty powerful. If you want the recorder, you want the radio.
And you want the Bluetooth.
You want the Bluetooth. You want...
Are there more size? Formats?
Oh, and there are more formats because like this plays docs. I like the document reader plays more formats now. I'll tell you, this will read HTML, but the markup isn't as good as in the stream.
That's right.
So it depends upon what you want. This plays Enhanced Audible. Both of them play NLS. Both of them play DAISY. But it depends upon what you want. This will play FLAC files.
And the stream will play RFBND, right? And
this, yes, it will.
And this won't.
And this, no, it's going to.
I would still have to say, though, that in terms of having produced a product, this is very much a work in progress,
yeah.
The BookSense. And if I were looking for a product that worked out of the box the way it was supposed to, I'd have to say HumanWare did a much better job.
Although there were bugs in that at the beginning,
yeah,
too.
But not like there were with this.
But it also size, it depends on how portable you are. I mean, the stream is fairly portable, but this is really small. This is very slick.
The text-to-speech in this
is much better.
Superior,
yes.
Than the stream.
Agreed.
Yeah. And you can also play podcasts on this.
You can on the stream, too.
You can on the stream, too. But not like this.
You don't have the flexibility.
The battery life, you can get about 12 hours.
So there's some more.
Yeah, there's
well,
some. The stream, I think you get a little more.
Not in my experience from use. Stream is definitely better.
So much of what you do, you know, this has a stereo recorder. So if you're making stereo recordings or you're using Bluetooth or you're, you know, some of the very things that make this what it is drain the battery further.
The stream has by far better speech compression, the best speech compression.
Yeah, speech compression, particularly in NLS books, I think is much better with the stream.
Oh, yeah.
This, though, I mean, I will say the speech voices are much better. I don't like listening to the stream voices for extended period of time. I can listen to these without any difficulty. The fact that you don't have to use a card in this, if you buy the XT, you don't have to use a card if you don't want to. Downloading to this, I download to a card usually, but I can download to this faster than I could to the stream because it's USB 2.0.
If you're not comfortable with doing a lot of things in a computer, using
right.
my computer and all that stuff,
yeah.
with the stream, you actually get a program that will transfer the files for you and put things where they're supposed to be and not make you make the decision. So
this is much more of a Windows kind of...
It's a more geeky machine.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously.
It is.
And I've had both, and I like both for different reasons,
yeah.
but I haven't sold my BookSense yet. But there are days when I really don't know what I'm going to do.
The other thing is that's nice is I do like having an alarm. I do like that. I do think the recordings are much better on the BookSense. I talked to people at HumanWare the other day for something, and I asked them, and they really are up against it with the firmware of the stream. And that's another thing to think about. They've acknowledged to me that they're pretty much up against it with the firmware. So there's not much more they can do to enhance that firmware, which means, I think, that they may very well have to produce a different unit to enhance. So if you want a mature product and your primary interest is in reading, particularly NLS books or Audible books, then I would probably consider the stream more. If you want something that's evolving more, you're willing to take more of a risk, you want a few more features. I mean, one of the concerns that I have is, and one of the reasons I bought this, is I'm getting a lot of documents in DOCX files. Because Word 2007 creates that format, and you can't...
Wake up alarm.
Oh.
Press OK or cancel to stop the alarm.
And there's my alarm. I mean, that's one thing. I'm getting a lot of DOCX files. I could never read those on the stream. It doesn't support it. So I think it depends upon what you're looking for. I just shut the unit off. That's what you just heard. It really depends upon what it is that you're looking for and whether you're really wanting something that is solid for what it does but may not... I'm not clear about what HumanWare is going to plan to do, whether they're going to develop a new firmware. I would suspect so, but who knows. Or whether you want something that's in its infancy and just beginning.
One of the functionalities that I have lost in my house is to tape off the radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon. Since you have a radio, a recorder,
yep.
and a clock, any chance that device is going to tape off the radio at 3 o'clock in the afternoon?
Not yet.
They're saying that's coming. That's one of the things they've gotten a lot of requests for. One of the other requests I'd like to do is be able to set more than one alarm.
Can I make a suggestion as to what you could get for $35 that will let you do that? Have you heard of the Radio Shark? It's shaped like a shark fin. And you plug it into your computer with a USB. It has software, and it can pick up radio signals. So you can set the the frequency that you want it to record and the times that you want to record it. It can do it recurring. You can set it for one time only or to record the same program once a week or once a day. Amazon.com is $35.
I've seen it. In fact, they actually gave me the software for free to play with it. It's rather graphical, and I haven't determined yet how accessible it really is.
I can see a lot of possibilities for the Book Sense that haven't come to fruition. So it really depends upon what you're looking for. My experience with GW Micro has so far been that they address things pretty quickly. On their website, there is a series of knowledge-based articles about how to do certain things. For example, if you don't understand things about file structures and on the Book Sense, you can go and read about that and have a knowledge-based article for that. So I think they're supportive in that sense, and I think they do communicate with HIMS pretty frequently. And I was impressed that within less than a month, they came out with a beta to fix some of these glaring bugs. But who knows? I mean, you know, whenever you buy any of this stuff, It's a crapshoot as to what they're going to do with it.
The amount of sales of the product will dictate how much change happens in the future.
Yep.